Catholic League denounces repugnant duplicity of gay pride. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 15, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue said Monday that America's love affair with gay pride should acknowledge its origins in child abuse and bigotry. Last year, statues of iconic Americans were destroyed by urban anarchists while liberal elites applauded, Dr. Donahue observes. If these Americans are worthy of being scrubbed from our history, why should those who founded the gay rights movement not be excised as well? Why is it necessary for those elites who want to show respect for LGBTQ people to remain silent about the child abuse that is taking place in the name of gay pride? Donahue asks. To be specific, anyone who sanctions sex transitioning for minors is promoting child abuse, whether it is intentional or not. The profile of the founders of the gay rights movement is not inspiring. Donahue states, beginning with Harry Hay, regarded by many as the founder of the gay rights movement and a supporter of NAMBLA, the gay pedophile group. Hay endorsed adults having sex with minors, Donahue observes, and is on record as saying that a relationship with an older man is precisely what 13, 14, and 15-year-old kids need more than anything else in the world. The mother of pride, bisexual Brenda Howard, a devotee of sadomasochism, bondage and polyamorous relationships, was responsible for the first gay pride march held in 1970, Donahue notes. The creator of the rainbow flag was Gilbert Baker, an anti-Catholic bigot drag queen who went by the name of Busty Ross. Allen Ginsberg, one of the first intellectuals associated with the modern gay rights movement, was a strong advocate of NAMBLA, a group that winks at statutory rape, Donahue adds. Larry Kramer, who founded ACT UP, was a supporter of NAMBLA while Harvey Milk, the famous San Francisco activist and politician, also had sex with minors. To many Americans, Gay Pride Month is about giving due recognition to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender persons and queers. LGBTQ, Donahue writes, and there is near unanimity that bullying of any kind is unacceptable and that unjust discrimination should not be tolerated. At the same time, for those who wish to celebrate the gay pride movement, some historical reckoning is vital. It is one thing to recognize the equal dignity of all Americans. This is a staple of Catholic teachings, independent of their sexual orientation. It is quite another to endorse everything associated with the gay pride agenda, Donahue writes. Donahue declares that the Catholic League is opposed to censoring American history. Yet the duplicity of those who want to cancel American heroes while giving a pass to leaders of gay pride is repugnant. Why is it okay to trash Harry Truman but not Harry Hay? Donahue asks. Follow @ Williams Rome.